Welcome to the 2013 Annual Technical Conference. I'm Andrew Burrell. This is Gunn Searer, your joint program chairs. And we have a few little words of introduction, as usual. Once again, this year, there were more paper submissions than previous year. This seems to be happening in all the systems conferences. We had 233, which was about 10% higher than last year. Of those, we accepted 33. We had a fairly pleasant, uncontentious program committee meeting. We only had to resort to some heavy-handed management about once. Was that right? Otherwise, the program committee was very much in consensus, which was very convenient. We managed this with between 2 and 5 reviews per paper using a 3-round process. So the earliest rejects are the ones, I'm not sure how to phrase this politely. Some papers only got 2 reviews. Every paper that was actually discussed at the program committee meeting had somewhere between 3 and 5 reviews. So the program committee meeting was quite well informed. We had several people in the room for every paper. We could have a well-informed discussion on it. This ended up with a total of 700 reviews from our 30-person program committee. So they all worked very hard, and Good and I were very pleased with them. The annual technical conference tries to have an emphasis on real systems, ones that actually work, ones that have been built, and you could use them, at least if you're the implementer of them, and you might be able to use them if you're a normal user. They're ones that you can use in your everyday system building. We believe the program has very good coverage of what are the current hot topics and very bad coverage of the things that are not hot topics, like peer-to-peer protocols or, in Gunn and my opinion, Byzantine fault tolerance. I'm sure there's very good work there, but it doesn't seem quite right for using its annual technical conference. We have 10 sessions here. The sessions run from now until midday Friday. And we finish about 12:30, which allows you to catch a flight to the East Coast if you're really desperate. We're planning it as 30 minutes for each full-length paper. 6 of the papers we accepted as short papers, meaning they were at the 6-page length instead of the 14-page length, and those have 15-minute slots. And I'm hoping all the speakers will actually stick to those limits and allow time for questions. And as always, the session chairs will get much less nervous if you talk to them ahead, if you're a presenter and you talk to your session chair ahead of time. The worst thing as a session chair is not to know whether you actually have a speaker for the next talk. Attendance. The Federated Conference Week has, as it says, 540 total people, which I believe is more than previous years, and a pretty comprehensive attendance. There are a lot of concurrent workshops going on, even as we speak. ATC itself is down very slightly, but we're still a respectable number of people, some of whom appear to be asleep. There's not 243 people in this room, but I'm sure they will turn up. We're going to do the Best Paper Awards slightly differently than traditionally. Instead of announcing them now, we're going to wait until after we've seen the presentations and heard the questions and get a somewhat better feel for which paper really is best. We have a short list, but we're going to decide on the fly and announce the results on Friday afternoon. So there are 2 awards we'll be presenting. One is overall best paper. One is best paper by a student or students. And this will be at the end, which also is, of course, an encouragement to stay. I'm not quite going to go so far as to say you have to be present to win, but it would be nice if you were present if you win. And that is all I have to say. It would be traditional to thank everyone, but I'm going to thank everyone on Friday afternoon once we know exactly how much we should thank them. But it will no doubt be wonderful, because the USINX organizers are extremely good at this.